Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
And I'm Big Chuck. Hey, Leslie, we have Eric at the water cooler this morning.
I know. This is a special occasion.
Yeah, we're honored, Eric.
I was so thirsty this morning, guys. Hopefully I'm not interrupting
anything. No, not at all. Not at all. What do you got, Leslie?
Well, I don't know about you, Chuck, but mail has become kind of a joke.
Mail. And
the mail that the mail carrier brings to your house used to be, I was excited about mail.
Yeah.
I would, we'd get cards.
Yeah.
We'd get checks. I don't know, for whatever reason. Yeah. I don't know. We would just letters.
Yeah.
From friends or family members.
Now mail is like.
Mail is depressing now. Not only, it's either junk
bills.
Mail.
Yeah.
It's either
it's
an advertisement, a political solicitation.
Hate those.
Or it's a bill.
Yeah, bills.
Nobody wants
or
to see those.
Bills or junk.
Yeah.
Because in the age of social media, you're going to get an email, you're going to get a tweet, you're going to get an Instagram
When was the last time, Eric, you got a went to get your mail and there was a handwritten letter in there?
My dad's a little on the old school side, so he's written one or two handwritten letters. They're usually not good, but
You know what? I actually got a letter from my dad.
And Trisha's stepdad, Mike, always was a letter writer.
But that's the first time in probably years.
That's it. And it was no more illustrated than this Christmas time. And I actually mentioned this when I went down to Sydney at Christmas time to see my mom in our kitchen in the house that I grew up in. All right. At Christmas time, the entire kitchen was wallpapered with her Christmas cards that arrived.
Right.
She stuck them on doors. She stuck them on the refrigerator.
Yeah, we
she
do that
stuck
too.
Them on the cabinets, everything else like that. I think she got four this year.
Yeah, we used to have, like, if there was an entranceway to another room with no door, they'd be stuck
all over,
you know. Yeah, that's what we do in our house.
How many Christmas cards this year?
Two. I just got another one in the mail.
He's not popular,
like
Chuck. Yeah, that's the one time of the year that you can at least depend on a couple.
Yeah.
Although they do seem to be dwindling.
How are you guys at it? I used to be really good where I used to have a list and I used to make sure I sent out at least 10 to 12 cards. Probably the only time I interacted with at least 8 or 10 of those people I was sending the cards to, but I thought it was a big deal. I did it.
Yeah.
And of course, that is blown by the wayside.
In our house, we'd send out 50 plus cards. This year, we didn't send out any cards because we got a puppy this year.
Well, Trish sends them out to her school kids, her classes. She sends them all Christmas. And that's it. I don't think we wrote a Christmas card.
Pick up or she go through the mail for that?
Go to the mail. You know, remember Dan Casavaugh that used to work here? He's now my son-in-law, right? Dan was our DME. Dan told me once with a perfectly straight face, he said, "You know what, Chuck? I've never been in the post office." I said, "Come on."
He said,
"I've never been in a post office."
No way.
He's 20. I don't know how old he is.
How's 20, that possible?
28, 20. I don't know how old Dan is, something like 28. And I said, "Really?" He said, "I never have."
Now,
I said, "Have you ever been to the Oneonta post office?" He said, "Never." He said, "I do all my bills online. I get my stamps online."
You know what that says to me? That's probably pretty true of a lot of people his age and younger.
You get your stamps
which means
online?
The post office
you can buy stamps online.
Might become obsolete. Do you think that's possible?
He's had packages and stuff that he's taken to FedEx or UPS or whatever.
Right, packages will always need to be delivered.
My dad was always a big proponent, and he still has one. Even though he's lived at the same place for 30, 40 years, P.O. box.
Yeah.
So I've actually had a P.O. box. I did away with it because I'm finally said, okay, why am I spending whatever it is, $35 a month? Why can't they just, they're still delivering mail to my house. So I finally had an awakening saying, why do I have a P.O. box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the, not in the olden days, but in past years, I'm sure some people use it. You see, the guys hanging out at Stewart's outside, having a morning coffee. I'm sure it used to be the post office used to be a meeting place. It used to be like the gym where you go and say, "Hey, Don, how are you?"
Stand around. I go to the post office 5 times a week. I like it. I like all the girls down there, you know.
Is that because you need to go?
I mail stuff a lot, book orders and people like that. Yeah, I just go to the post office.
Do you enjoy the line, though? Sometimes the line gets...
There's usually not a line there. During the holidays, it's a little maddening when you're standing in line and you're waiting waiting, and the little old lady in front of you is going, "Can I see the bird stamps?" You know, and you're like, "Oh my God, here we go." I will say this, and I have told them this to their face. There's still, to me, a magical component to the post office. I have a daughter now who lives in Hawaii, and for a half a buck, I can put a card in the mail to her in Oneana, and she always gets it 3 or 4 days later.
Right.
And to me, that is magic.
It is fascinating. If you think about it, the path of Big Chuck's letter from Oneonta to New York to Hawaii in 3 or 4 days.
Right. The number of people. It's on a train. It's on a car. It's in a truck. It's on a overnight to Hawaii over the ocean. It's unloaded. It's packed. It's dispensed. It's here. And it's in Honolulu. And here you and 3 days later.
It does go through a lot.
For a half a buck. It's the greatest buy in America, I think it is. I mean, everybody's got a horror story, I'm sure. But for me, I think it's people say, "Oh, the price of a stamp is 44 cents or whatever it is." I don't even know how much it is.
If we had time travel, what do you think one of those guys on the horse that took a letter for 2 weeks? And what do you think he would say?
They change horses all the way down the line, all the way down the line. All right. So anyway, there you have it. Mail. Whatever happened to mail?
I know. Good mail.
Good mail. Send us some good mail.
We want the good
34
stuff.
34 Chestnut Street.
You ever send an e-card?
I hate e-cards.
I have gotten them. I have never sent one.
Well, I should say I hate them. I will never like the e-card over the actual card that somebody takes the time to purchase, fill out, and send to me. I'll always covet that more.
Sometimes a good dancing sunflower or oinkin' pig or something cheers you up, though. It is a pleasant surprise.
Bad. I'm not saying it's bad.
I haven't gotten an e-card in maybe 5 years,
no.
And I don't think I've sent one in 5 years. I think that is phased out,
too. Are they free? I don't know.
I always go to the sites. Yeah, I've never paid
for an
e-card.
They have free ones, yeah.
Wow. So send us some mail.
Yeah, we want some actual physical mail.
34 Chestnut Street. We want good mail. No big political stuff.
Keep your sales flyers.
Yeah. All right, Les.
Back to work.